You Ain't Got a Fight to Get in My Head, written by Fuzzy Eldritch Horror and read by Wilfriede 0815. Fandom, Stranger Things. Relationship, Robin Buckley / Nancy Wheeler. Rating, General Audiences. No archive warnings apply. Summary. Robin Zugoli in the PWHL, and concussion protocol fucking sucks. The thing is, despite getting shot at by high-speed vulcanized rubber on the regular for almost 20 years, and being arguably the most clumsy professional athlete to ever grace organized sports, Robin's made it to 26 without a single concussion or broken bone. It's a point of pride, and a long-standing joke that Steve's had enough head injuries for the both of them. She really hates that it's a high stick from Carol Perkins. Intentional, because she's a horrid bitch who's had it out for Robin since freshman year. That changes that. The trainers think it's a mild concussion. She's not far off from her baseline in the SCAT 5, but she's woozy and her head hurts. They'll do more tests tomorrow, and she's already dreading having to drag herself across the city to get to the neurologist. There's a soft knock on the door, but Robin doesn't have a chance to respond before the light from the hallway is slipping through the opening for a brief moment, until the door is shut again. She blinks a few times, the brief flash of light harsh on her eyes, expecting to see one of the trainers when her vision focuses. Instead, she sees Nancy. Her hair is wet, pulled neatly into the braid that she favors for after games and practices. She's already changed into an Indianapolis Inferno sweatshirt and leggings.
"Game's over already?" Robin asks, the room spinning around her as she sits up.
Too fast, she thinks. Nancy's at her side in an instant, one hand on her back to steady her, the other grasping the trash can that had been by the door.
"I'm good, Nance. Not gonna be sick."
The violent wave in her stomach disagrees, but she breathes through it. This night is bad enough without her puking her guts up in front of a girl she's just managed to stop making a complete fool of herself in front of.
"Not quite," Nancy replies, rubbing a circle on Robin's back with a light touch.
It takes everything in her not to lean into it. Looking up, Robin can see Nancy's lips pressed into a thin line. She's standing straight, shoulders back, and not fiddling with the trash can the way Robin would be if the situation was reversed.
"She's such a priss," she remembers saying to Steve, drunk out of her mind on the bathroom floor at some shitty party he dragged her to.
A half-truth, to try and deflect from the stupid crush Robin's been nursing since the first time Nancy came speeding down the ice trying to score on her their freshman year of college.
"The third's just starting," Nancy continues, prim and put together, and so fucking perfect that Robin wants to reach out and tuck her hair free of its braid, shake it loose just to see what she looks like a little messed up. It's not an uncommon thought. She wishes it was.
Nancy's words, the unspoken meaning of them, catch up to her.
"Did you get a game misconduct?"
Robin gasps, arms flailing out so she could grab at Nancy's shoulders, bringing her closer.
"Nancy Wheeler, what did you do?"
"Perkins and I had a disagreement," Nancy says after a moment, not looking at Robin. "I took exception to the high stick, and she didn't like my response." Robin blinks, her mouth falling open.
"Do you mean, Nancy Wheels, did you get into a fight for my honor?"
The words come out rushed, faster than her brain can make sense of them. Everything around her syrupy slow.
"God, that's hot,"
she whines to herself, lower lip sticking out in a pout.
"I can't believe I missed it. You got into a fight for me and, shit, I need to kiss your knuckles. Give me your hands."
She grabs the one holding the trash can, ignoring the way Nancy drops it immediately to surrender her right hand. Her left stays on Robin's back, and Robin can't help but lean into it. It's nice, warm and gentle and comforting, and Robin wants it to stay there forever. She's hurt, okay? She can have this. Robin knows that Steve's gonna give her so much shit for this when he finds out. Even ignoring that Nancy's his ex, Robin pressing careful kisses to each of Nancy's knuckles and thanks for her fighting on her behalf, when Robin can't even get her shit together to ask Nancy on a date.
"Yes."
"Yes?" Robin asks, pausing her kisses. She's finished with the knuckles,
indulgently moving onto Nancy's palm. Nancy slides her hand away from Robin's mouth, using it instead to cradle her cheek to tilt Robin's head so that their eyes meet.
Yes, Nancy repeats.
Slow, the intensity of her focus making Robin flush.
Yes, I got into it because she hurt you.
And fuck, is there something fierce in Nancy's gaze? Robin wants to kiss her so bad.
Yes, you can kiss my hands. Yes, Steve is going to give us both shit about this.
She pauses, smiles, strokes her thumb along Robin's cheek.
Robin needs to kiss her right now, or she's gonna... Yes, to the date, whenever you get around to asking me.
Nancy continues, leaning in closer, expression fond.
But no to the kiss. Because as cute as it is that the concussion seems to have completely removed your brain-to-mouth filter, I'd rather save it for when I'm not afraid you'll forget it.
Yes, Robin says, nodding enthusiastically enough that she feels a new wave of nausea rush through her body.
Yes, yes, yes.
It's for the best that Nancy wants to wait on the kiss, Robin sings, reaching frantically for the trash can before spewing her guts into it. Nancy's hand still warm on her back. The only thing more embarrassing than puking in front of the girl you're desperately into would be puking on her while actually making a move. The end. This was recorded for the Femme/Gift Exchange 2026 as a gift for Grovestep.